47-year-old Renwick Avant received a kidney on February 2nd, more than 7 years after being diagnosed with end-stage renal disease and 4 years after beginning dialysis treatments.
I started dialysis January 15, 2013, so you remember the day. 3 days a week. I was on the dialysis machine for 3 hours and 45 minutes. I started off Sundays. Then they changed it to Saturdays for the past, probably 8 months. I've been doing Saturdays. I still work, but I never quit my job.
Avant, a storekeeper at Gulf Power Company, likens the treatment to having a second job because it's so time-consuming.
At first, I started out doing my treatment like at 5 o'clock in the evening. I just get away from there probably about 10 o'clock at night. Then I started coming a little bit early and everything, around about 3:30 for the past year or so. It was pretty much a routine was, you know, but it didn't really affect me too much because I go home, after I get it doing, I go home, go to sleep, and go to work the next day.
When I first met Mr. Renwick Avant, he came in for his transplant evaluation, and the first thing he said to me is he said, I want to be the first transplant at Sacred Heart Hospital.
Dr. Doug Keith is a nephrologist, a kidney specialist at Sacred Heart Health System.
And I was really struck by that. It really takes a great deal of courage on his part to put his faith in our hands. You know, we're a new program, we had no track record, and he said, no, I want to be the first one.
Avant transferred to Sacred Heart last November, 1 month after the local transplant program was launched, in hopes of cutting down his weight. The average waiting period for a kidney in the Southeast is 73 months, according to the Scientific Registry of Transplant Recipients. Performing the surgery was Dr. Rick Stevens, who also broke some new ground in the field of kidney transplantation.
The key thing that we did starting our program was we actually applied safety systems approaches to building our program. So we've hardwired safety into our program. And I think it showed in the first 3 cases that we did. They went so smoothly.
Also on hand was Dr. Michael Good, an anesthesiologist who serves on the board of directors for UF Health Shands in Gainesville. He provided a history lesson of sorts. UF Health performed the first kidney transplant in Florida in 1966, the first live donor transplant 3 years later, and the first simultaneous kidney pancreas transplant in 1995. And he says they've learned a few things along the way.
The rate of transplantation at UF is higher than the national average, which means our patients enjoy the benefits of receiving transplants sooner, enhancing their long-term survival, and restoring quality of life more quickly and free of dialysis dependence.
Doing transplants raises the bar for an organization in terms of the quality of care that you provide across the board, not just in the operating room.
Sacred Heart President and CEO Susan Davis, who is a nurse by training, says they're blessed by a community that believes in the work they do there and a valuable partner in UF Health.
While this has been a long time dream, dreams don't come true without people helping you along the way. From our patient to our staff, to our surgeons, to our partners. It's about a celebration of partnerships.
Speaking to the audience at Sacred Heart's Green Hood Auditorium, kidney recipient Renwick Avant thanked his doctors and had plenty of other praise to go around as well.
First of all, I want to thank God, and I want to thank my donor and my donor's family, because without them, this would not be possible. My biggest thank you is to Sacred Heart Hospital for bringing this program to our area. I've been on the transplant waiting list for 6 years and 3 different transplant lists, and for 4 short months, I was gifted transplant I've been waiting for.
More information is available at sacred-heart.org/kidney-transplant. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.